Welcome back to JR Morning, talking about the incident in Minneapolis. And we talked a lot about this on Friday, about the administration's response. And I talked about empathy, that this person is dead. And why can't we ask some questions? And that's precisely the editorial from Caitlin Buss in the Detroit News headline, Response to Minneapolis Shooting, a Moral Failure. And we have Caitlin Buss on the line with us now, assistant editorial editor at the news. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I have been searching through your editorial here, and there are many good snippets, but you called it a callous response from Noam and Vance to this tragedy. And it's a growing pattern in your mind of disregard for sort of this collateral damage when this is a difficult policy.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I've kind of been tracking this since the beginning. Excuse me. I'm dealing with the Michigan sickness. But since the deportations have really ramped up, and I've long said, I think people are on board with closing the border. Everything that's come since then has been callous, like I wrote. There are ways to do this without, you know, inciting fear in entire communities, including of citizens and other things. So I thought this confrontation was maybe bound to occur in the way that DHS is playing this out. And then once it did occur, obviously there's, you know, huge debate over self-defense or not and all of that. And before we knew anything, I mean, hours after, J.D. Vance, Christy Noam were out there, you know, calling this woman a domestic terrorist and impugning her without any proof, in my opinion, and really aggravating the situation. Now, of course, we've seen what's happened in the days since. And it's just completely irresponsible, regardless of what happened, to be fanning those flames publicly.
You describe this as part of a growing cowboy culture in government. What do you mean by that?
Just what I was saying, the kind of reckless attitude that they're taking with these difficult policies. You know, not everyone agrees with them, even though Trump won. And regardless, they're controversial, they're difficult to implement, and they have huge public safety implications. And so to go about it with this "we're right" attitude, and they may be right. The investigation may bear out that you know, there was more legitimacy than it kind of appears. But to go about it the way they have been, and to, you know, like Jamie was saying, the empathy, to not acknowledge how at least half of the country feels about it, it seems irresponsible to me. Like I started the piece. You know, this is all going to more and more confrontation. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
I mean, to me, the irresponsible part in this is coming out and putting labels on things before there's an investigation, before there's evidence made to make the case one way or the other, you know, the domestic terrorist label, things like that. And then when you don't get all the details right from the scene, and more video does come out and more evidence comes out, and it might refute some of the initial findings or the initial relaying of information to the public, it does show, or at least cast a doubt on the information from the government to the American people.
Sure. And I think, you know, Trump and his team have had such an interesting go of it. And what I've really seen the past few days is they haven't parlayed into the governance. You know, they've been a strong political movement, and they're very united and in the cabinet and all of that. They haven't parlayed into the governance part of this effectively. And I don't know if that's for lack of skill or for lack of desire on their part. But, you know, you try to imagine other presidents, even Joe Biden, who Trump hates, handling it this way. And I think it's hard for us to imagine any other president handling it this way. And not necessarily that Trump has done that much himself, but the administration, you know, saying some of the things they have already.
This idea of absolute immunity that J.D. Vance talked about on Thursday, even if you support this method of getting immigrants out of the country and you support law enforcement, can't you question certain cases like this? In J.D. Vance's mind, it seems like no.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we've had a long history here recently with law enforcement and confrontations and Black Lives Matter and the qualified immunity. I thought J.D. Vance's press conference, I think it was the next day, was one of the least American things I've ever heard. And you know, I'm willing to take the hits on the media. I understand there's debate over how media handles things, but for him to stand out there and say, you can't be questioning this, you can't ask questions, And qualified immunity is something that there's a huge debate over for regular law enforcement. In my mind, ICE agents, some of these people are freshly hired. You know, there's even less justification for it in this case, I think.
You compared this moment to Kent State back in 1970. You know, back then the country eventually reckoned what went wrong. Do you worry that we're losing that ability to do that now?
You know, I hope not. I think hopefully we will course correct on this and things will calm down. And I understand there are differences between what happened at Kent State and what happened here. But I think kind of, you know, those pictures, right, have been seared in our American history minds. And that's just kind of the image I got off the streets here, is that, you know, this one incident may not, you know, whatever it will be, it may be the tipping point to, you know, a bigger confrontation. And when you're seeing these things kind of happen on the streets, and when government is failing to restrain itself, you know, people unfortunately have the right to kind of protest and be out there, you know, disputing government policy. It's on the government to restrain, to help keep law and order, you know, just as much as enforcing the laws.
You could read this full editorial by Caitlin Buss in the Detroit News. Thank you for joining us this morning.
All right. Thanks so much.
I mean, again, you can like President Trump, you can agree with the measures that he's taking. You can also agree that something went amiss here.
Yeah.
That's okay. And
it
vice
should
versa.
Be okay.
And vice versa. The left can say, you know, they can believe whatever they want. Mm-hmm. And then at the same time, something went wrong here. That's okay too. All of those things are okay. We should not be beholden to anybody. And as a voter like we are, you don't need to, there's no need to pledge blind allegiance to anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
You should question things. You should ask the tough questions and take a different stance and look at it through a different lens.
Yeah, and just the humanity of it all. We've been talking about this week, or the empathy for someone who died in the street, and onlookers are horrified, and we're all seeing this video. It's okay to ask questions, mm-hmm. in my opinion, and in Caitlin Buss's opinion. All right, coming up next on JR Morning, lots to get to. We got to talk to Tom Izzo, MSU head basketball coach. I believe he will be in a good mood this Monday morning.
We have
to talk about Sergei Fedorov. I think he'll be in a good mood starting about 6-ish.
Yeah, exactly right.
Lots to get to next, 8 o'clock hour.